For over 200 years, apple tree growers have tried desperately to protect their crops from what scientists say is the oldest, most serious, and most perplexing bacterial disease of fruit trees. It's called fire blight, and the name describes the dried-up, scorched look of the affected branches. Plant pathologists all over the world are in search of an effective way to control fire blight, and a recent discovery in Connecticut could offer growers a new line of defense against the disease. Charlotte Weber has the story.
In 1950, scientists invented the first antibiotic to control fire blight. And it worked really well for just over 20 years. But then, as it happens with many heavily used antibiotics, the bacteria started developing a resistance. Since then, plant pathologists have been looking for new ways to control fire blight.
I feel it's my responsibility to help the growers to come up with some ways to combat this disease.
That's Quan Zeng, the assistant plant pathologist and bacteriologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station.
As a plant pathologist, I often start my research from a disease problem that really have a big economic value.
Apple trees contribute about $14 billion to the national economy each year, and its estimated annual losses to fire blight are more than $100 million. Zhang is one of seven authors on a recent study that proved there is a new type of technology that can be used to control fire blight. I asked him to explain it to me.
So the short answer is I borrow some old ideas from animal pathogens and combined with some of the uniqueness of plant agriculture and which come out with these research findings.
And the result was, get ready for it, antisense peptide nucleic acid cell penetrating peptide. What it does is it uses a special strand of peptide nucleic acid, PNA. It looks just like DNA. And what this PNA can do is break into the cells of bad bacteria. Then it scans all the bacteria's DNA to find the essential gene in the bacteria that keeps it alive.
So they will come and bind to those essential genes. And once the essential genes are bound by these molecules, those genes will be destroyed.
Unlike antibiotics that kill all bacteria, good and bad, you can get this to kill only the bad bacteria. Zhang says this selectivity also means it's less likely the fire blight bacteria will develop a resistance. But even if it does, it's easy to fix.
The beauty of this technique is you can design the sequence. You can write a code. And if the bacteria change their sequence as a result of resistance, you can rewrite the code. So then you overcome this resistance.
Zhang says there are other methods out there people are using to protect their trees from fire blight, but none of them are this adaptable. Zhang has a couple of samples in the freezer. He shows me one.
So it's frozen right now?
Frozen, just like a piece of ice.
A small piece of ice that could cost a couple hundred dollars. And that's the next hurdle, getting the cost down.
This is just the initial step of this long process from the research lab to the orchard, to, you know, finally experimental orchard, to growers and their application, so their spring tank.
And even if it does take a while to get this in the hands of growers, Zhang says now that they've proved this technology is effective, it can be used by other plant pathologists.
To me, it opens a new whole area in plant disease management. I can see that it also has a great potential to be used in controlling many devastating plant diseases.
Zhang's research was published earlier this year in the journal Frontiers in Microbiology. Charlotte Weber, WSHU News.